One of Nashville's most intense debates ended Tuesday night with a clear vote in favor of building a Major League Soccer stadium at the city fairgrounds. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports members of the Metro Council were emotional and conflicted, but ultimately said the stadium would be a revitalizing force for the area.
Council members say they lost sleep over this decision, and they invested hours into studying the stadium plan and hearing from hundreds of opposing residents.
It has ripped this city in half. I'm tired of it.
That's Councilman Robert Swope, who worried about balancing soccer with the existing races, fairs, and flea markets at the property.
I think if we're all successful here, that everything can exist and it can uplift the whole community in that area. This would make one amazing facility if everybody could play nice in the sandbox.
Another reason it passed, several members cited the community benefits agreement that the team signed, committing to high wages for employees, affordable housing, and minority-owned business involvement. Opponents still blasted the site selection and the use of city money, with Councilwoman Angie Henderson questioning the long-term upkeep.
Despite best laid plans, there is never enough money in the bank to renovate and improve things as we should.
Still, the stadium passed four separate votes, completing Nashville's rapid rise as a Major League Soccer city. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
The stadium opposition group Save Our Fairgrounds did file a second lawsuit Tuesday to try to block the project. A previous attempt was quickly thrown out by the same judge who will hear the new case.